Welcome to ViralCast, MovieViral.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, managing editor for the site, and I'm here with Nick, who is the executive editor for the site. We got Ian, both Ians actually, our staff writer and our contributor here with us. And our contributor, Ian, is up here in the very, very late evening or early morning, depending on how you look at it. So we want to thank him for being here so early. But today we're going to talk about the movie Nine, which just came out, we've been covering. We're going to talk about some the summer movies this year, do like a review of that. And then we're going to cover some of the viral this week, just kind of go over that briefly. So first, we want to talk to staff writer Ian about Nine, which he reviewed on the site. So what did you think of the film?
I liked it. There are a lot of good qualities that I wouldn't say outshined the bad, but once you get past not exactly knowing anything and realizing that nothing is really explained, it's actually a really good film. It looks visually amazing. Good characters, good cast. Just the story's a bit repetitive, a little bit too short. Could have been a lot more backstory, a lot more background detail. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I really enjoyed it.
So did it really have that kind of Tim Burton feel to it, do you think?
Yes and no. In some parts, there's little pieces that you have to kind of catch where the CGI kind of looks like something that Tim Burton would do. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's really nothing too Tim Burton-y in here. Maybe just some freaky character designs, but that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, because it's one of those things where, you know, they really promoted it with the whole, the Tim Burton produced. Like, a lot of people were thinking it was directed by him.
Because when you see that Shane Acker directed it, no one knows who Shane Acker is.
Exactly. So, I mean, a lot of people actually think it was him. A lot of people think it was Tim that directed it. Yeah. But, with the viral campaign really went into a lot of the backstory of it. Do you think that might be one of the reasons why they really kind of didn't go over a whole lot of the backstory? Is because they tried to do that in the viral?
Well, I don't think you should have to have a viral to have your backstory explained, because not everyone who sees the movie is going to, you know, follow the viral.
Well, obviously.
I mean, while it does provide some extra insight, I think it could have been handled better, because it feels like you were just dropped into the second movie in a trilogy where you never saw the first.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it seems like, just based on the viral, it seems like there's a lot of story there to deal with. And so, you know, you don't want to get bogged into backstory, but you have to find a way to explain it well enough so that people actually get it.
There's a couple little tidbits in there in flashback form where you get, like, a very general idea of what happened.
Right.
Other than that, you're pretty much just in the dark.
Hmm. Yeah. I've heard I don't know if this is true. I can't really remember where I even heard it. That there's racial undertones in the film. Is that... I have no proof. I don't know where I heard that even, but I just heard it. I could be making something up here.
Not that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering. I could be making this all up. I swear I heard it somewhere.
trying to think. There's no part where I could see there. Number 8 uses a magnet to get kind of drunk. It doesn't really play anything.
Well, obviously, it seems like if there was anything racial in it, Ian didn't pick up on it, so that probably means that it wasn't something overt.
Like the Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like that, where you had like the side characters who were obviously black stereotypes. Okay, well, that's, you know, it's good
enough. I don't think there was anything racial in there at all.
Okay.
There probably wasn't. I
want to know where you heard that.
Yeah. I do, too.
I heard it was about apartheid.
No, maybe, but I am thinking of District 9. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, I know I'm thinking of 9. I think it was my brother, but he's
a very reliable source.
Yeah, he's true.
Well, you know, it's always tough sometimes. I mean, when you're watching a film, and sometimes they try to infuse sort of undertones, you know, and some are more overt, like District 9, and some, you know, they're a little more subversive. So, like a Dawn of the Dead kind of thing. Where
District 9. Kind of more just kind of hinted at it without really pushing it on people.
Yeah.
Well, they pushed it more than most films, but yep. Let's talk about 9.
Yeah. It has 9 in the title.
Yeah. Is there anything, you know, else that you really want to say about the film? I know a lot of us with the viral, we didn't follow as tight as we could have.
I really wish it was a longer movie. Though I say the story was repetitive and that it was lacking a sense, it was only an hour and 20-minute movie. And there was room for so much more that they could have explained, and just, I don't know, it just felt like there could have been so much more within this not only the movie, but within the universe, that could have been explained. So, and it doesn't really leave it open for a sequel. It kind of does, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't watch. I don't plan on watching this movie. Nothing against it, and I didn't follow the viral campaign. But how did the viral tie into the movie? Did it at all? Or.
You remember the talismans that showed up like a couple days before the movie came out?
Nope.
Way to read your own site.
Hey, what a dud.
I don't read stories I don't want to read.
There was something that popped up a couple days before the movie came out. It was like Save Your Talisman, where you could upload pictures of yourself and add text and stuff. It was part of the viral site. Something that if there was any other life form after this that people would see. And the word talisman is mentioned in the movie, but in a completely different sense. And in the movie, it's something that Nine finds that awakes the brain, which is one of the biggest machines that the scientists created.
Right, and that was in the viral. So, I mean, just from what I've seen, it seems like the viral was really meant to be really a big backstory kind of thing. Because it has the scientists in there, which, minor spoiler, I guess, from what me and Ian were talking about earlier, the scientist dies at the beginning of the film.
Well, because what happens is the scientist creates the nine puppets, and he infuses them with more, not with more, but he infuses them with his life. So when he creates Nine, because the movie starts with him creating Nine, saying we had such promise, such potential, all that in the trailer. He creates Nine, and then he just drops dead, and that's the end of it.
Right. I actually haven't read like literally one thing on Nine. I don't know why. Maybe the first article, but and I guess we should say spoiler warning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said that. I said a little spoiler alert.
Did
there.
You?
Well,
did
you? Plus at the beginning of the film. So.
Well, we always.
Yeah, it's like the first 2 minutes. So.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's the thing. So it seems like, you know, and obviously a lot of the viral had to do with the scientist and the things that he invented. So it seems like it was pretty obviously meant to be more backstory, since, like Ian said, it kind of just drops you in there. You know, a little bit Cloverfield.
I want to go back to sequel potential for a minute now. This is heavy spoiler territory that we're going into now. So by the end of the movie, number one dies, number two dies, six, and eight die. So only 3, 4, 7, and 9 live. At the end of the movie, they're in like a, kind of like a, what's the word? They set up a burial ground.
Uh-huh.
And had torches and flags of the five that died. And they light the torches and they set them on fire, and the spirits of the five that died go up, and it starts raining like green raindrops at hinting that it's supposed to be them. And number seven says, well, what do we do now? Because there's nothing left on the planet except those four little puppets. And Nine's just like, I don't know. So maybe a sequel could follow what they do after that, which I would have no idea. It's just those four little things. I doubt there's any possibility for, like, breeding with them. But just if they wanted to do a sequel, I think it'd be hard to pull a story out of continuing that. I think they'd have to go into more backstory type of thing, and I don't think very many people would be interested in that.
Yeah, maybe you could go into like maybe they find people, because I know that the issue is that there's no people left on the Earth.
Maybe that's a possibility.
So these little dolls,
and it does it. It never really tells you where this is taking place and when. There's no time frame given at all.
Yeah, it's like in some like imaginary country that they don't really explain.
Yeah, but maybe there are other humans somewhere in that universe that they don't know about and we don't know about. Who knows?
Maybe aliens come down.
My name Christopher Johnson.
Exactly. So that seems interesting. I mean, like, I know that the visually is the thing that kind of almost made me want to go see it, because, like Nick said, I mean, I'll probably watch it on DVD or something, but I've kind of gotten tired of Tim Burton after a while. But the visual,
I probably won't watch it on DVD.
it's visually very, very well done. I was very impressed, and it does in some scenes. Kind of more than others. It does earn its PG-13 rating, and that there's some stuff in there that I was like, damn, like, I didn't expect that.
Was it hardcore just, sex?
Yeah. I have to get it on.
Very nice.
It's just little things, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, there's one machine that, like, kind of looks like Chucky, and it's really, really trippy looking, and there's just a lot of machines are very, very creepy. The way they look and the way they act.
Doesn't surprise me.
And they show the scientist around, like, decomposing, and there's, like, body parts and a few scenes strewn about and all that, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's animation, but still.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's post-apocalyptic kind of
thing. It's so. Very... I like that it's an animated, completely animated film like this, and it's PG-13, because there's only, like, two other movies that are PG-13 and animated. I mean, usually, you know, animated movies like Pixar and all that, they're PG. And this, I like how it pushed the limits a little bit.
Yeah, it's good to see that. Now the way the CG is becoming so a lot easier, a lot more realistic, it's you're seeing a lot more films kind of go towards that. Either integrating CGI really well into the film, like District 9, or where you're seeing completely CGI movies, but have a more adult overtones, which 9 obviously seems to be. So that's the cool thing about CGI becoming so easy to use and so much cheaper and stuff that you get to see it being used in really interesting ways.
Yeah, there's some really really cool animations in this movie. At first, when I first saw the trailer, I thought it was stop motion, and some of the that showed in the teasers and stuff, I was just going, how did they do it? And now that I know it's all CGI, it makes a lot more sense.
Right.
But it's overall, I would recommend it. It's a fun hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right, so let's go over kind of the summer movie reviews. Obviously, a lot of summer movies that came out. One of the things I'll mention first is kind of what was the breakdown of the top five box office, how much they made. You had Transformers, which just made just over $400 million. Then you had Harry Potter with almost $300 million, Up with almost $300 million. The Hangover with $272 million, and then Star Trek at $257 million. Are you guys surprised by any of those? I mean, for me, The Hangover doing so well was something that really
definitely
surprised
a surprise.
Me. Yeah,
definitely a surprise. No one saw that coming.
Well, not after I saw it, I wasn't surprised because that deserves it. That was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, for it to do that well, I was just like, wow.
I'm dying to see that movie.
Oh, you should be.
Hey, Ian, did you see any of those other films?
Yeah, most of them. Seen most of them. Quite surprised as well, the Hangover's up there, but yeah, definitely deserved it. And I remember just before they coming out, they were already talking about a sequel, and I think a sequel would be great.
Yeah, they started working on that before anything. I mean, when you make that kind of money, it doesn't surprise me. obviously, Transformers being number one, not a surprise whatsoever. Star Trek doing well.
Well, at least domestically, it was number one.
Yeah, I'm talking about domestic numbers. That's what I happened to look at.
Okay, Dan is having some drinking problems, or as some people might call them, technical difficulties, but we're going to continue here by talking about the top five films of the summer. We just talked about The Hangover a little bit, and The Hangover, as we said, just deserved the money it got, and it was a very funny film. It's up there for me with Anchorman, because Anchorman was pretty good, and obviously that's really good for a rated R film. But what did you guys... Ian and Ian, think about Star Trek.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
It warranted 3 theater viewings.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it did very well for kind of a quote-unquote fanboy film because it reached out to both fans and people who may not have followed Star Trek for so long. But Ian Wilford, what did you think?
I really, really liked it. I have a slight bit of a trick. Slightly. But the thing I really liked about it is just the whole reinventing of it. Yeah, like you said, it appealed to people that never really particularly liked Star Trek, and for that reason, you know, there's going to be more of them, and they're only going to get better.
Right. Yeah, no, it was. J.J. Abrams did a great job with that. Ian DeVere, what did you think?
I agree. It totally set up this entire franchise for a new trilogy. J.J. Abrams, thank God they got him. He was the right guy for the job. I mean, he did everything right. That's the thing. You didn't need to have a vast knowledge of the Star Trek universe to like this movie. I mean, granted, it's a reboot, and it is starting from the beginning, but everything was perfectly explained, and nothing was really confusing in it at all.
And obviously, the actors as well. I know Chris Pine was in it. And
they're
and
great.
The heroes, villain guy. The actors did great for even the small roles some of them may have played were fantastic. And obviously, what's Spock's actual name, the old Spock?
Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy, yeah. He did great, too. I just liked his part. And it's too bad they couldn't have worked in William Shatner, but he's kind of taken a different
career
choice. He's actually very funny now, but I guess he was then, too. What is Transformers up there, too, right?
Transformers is number one.
Oh, it doesn't deserve to be. That's
Well, it's pretty much obvious that it was going to be up there.
Yeah, no, that's probably, in my opinion, one of the worst movies of the summer because it had good special effects, and no one can deny that. That's true. And I applaud Michael Bay for being able to do that, but the script is the worst thing that has ever... It's so cheesy, it's not funny, it tries to be funny, and it's appealing to, I suppose... the non-intelligent Americans, and obviously not just Americans.
Because... Which sadly happens to be just the vast majority.
America. I bet over in Europe, I bet it's not good at all.
I say that even though I saw that one three times, too.
Well, I saw it twice, and the first time I laughed at it, the second time I actually, I threw up because I was laughing so hard.
What? You just said it wasn't funny.
No, I was laughing at the script.
Oh.
I suppose it was very funny, then. I guess I was wrong, because it was stupid.
Must have been quite hysterical.
Yeah, no. what else? Harry Potter's up there. I saw that midnight showing, which I think was a mistake, because I fell asleep. Ian Welford, what did you think of it?
Well, I went in the afternoon, and I fell asleep, so I went to it wasn't too bad, but my main problem with it was they changed the book read. So it's based on a book. It's only famous because it's a book, but it just didn't pull it off right. And no, I wasn't too impressed.
So you've read the books?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that they changed a few things in it. Ian. Yeah. The other Ian, what did you think?
I didn't see it.
okay, I suppose that's okay. Okay, let's look back at the summer overall. Obviously, there's a lot of other films. I think G.I. Joe's on the top five too. I think it's the fifth one now. What do you think about G.I. Joe?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Are you was G.I. Joe something you had sort of a back history with?
Not really. It's not really that big in the UK. We had action.
Uh-huh.
Forgetting the backstory, just as a film, it just wasn't very good.
You didn't like the film at all. It wasn't the kind of, I guess, fanboy, like, because I guess they changed a lot of things in it, so you just didn't like the film at all.
No, I just didn't like the film at all. I'm quite glad I wasn't a fanboy, because I probably would have disliked it even more.
Yeah, I've heard they changed a lot. Ian, did you see it?
Nope.
how about... I was going to say Angels and Demons, but that's not even worth talking about.
I saw that.
I liked it. I read the book, and I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
But that's not really a big summer. Hey, how about District 9? We can talk about that.
Yep, didn't see it, no. by far my favorite movie of the summer.
Yeah. I really, it is one of the best, for me, and I've seen a lot of films, it's one of the best films I've ever seen, which is, it's hard for me to say that, because... There's a lot of films, and I know if you look back, there's obviously a lot of classic films you can't beat. I guess sort of in recent memory, the past 10 years, it's one of the best films I've seen because it just takes it. It's funny, it's serious, it's sad. There's so many different elements. It tells a story, and at the same time, it's an allegory to a different story. And the Vicus, played by Charlton Copley, is just one of the greatest characters I've ever seen. I don't know why. It's just, for me, it
was
took
perfect.
All the stuff and it threw it in. It just made it. And it's the first film of Neil Blomkamp, the first major motion picture from him. So I thought that he just did everything right to make this film. There was, I mean, it's not perfect. I was bored at the beginning a little bit, and I've said that. But other than that, it was perfect for me. Ian, what did you think? Either one of you.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, I did really like it. Not the best film I've ever seen ever, but I think I liked it was talking to people afterwards, and everyone got something completely different out of the story. And I really liked that. You ran into so many different ways, and yeah, it was great. The special effects were fantastic. Didn't take too much away from the film either. You weren't sitting going, "Wow, look at those special effects," rather than watching what was happening on screen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, like a great first direction from Neil Blomkamp. I mean,
I know what you mean when you say like I look at it and I see a big allegory to the apartheid, and then my brother, who I saw the film with, just saw a sci-fi action film because he didn't read so much into the backstory, and then another person might get something else from it. And I know Scott, for example, from the editor Scott on Movie Viral, he saw before it came out. I don't know if after he did, but, and I know on Twitter they were talking about this too, the kind of allegory to the Mexico United States relationships. I didn't see that, but he did, and it does. It has a different elements, and obviously the special effects were great. Ian DeVere, what did you think?
I just started thinking about this, and I realized that Transformers 2 didn't live up to the hype. 9 didn't exactly live up to the hype, but District 9 was so far and beyond worth 13 months of waiting and following a viral that it was just... I loved it, and yeah, it had its mistakes. There were a couple... Kubis was a bit stereotypical.
See, I didn't mind that. I know you didn't mind that.
Another thing that I didn't really like about it is that if they were looking for that fluid for 20 years, they didn't hide it very well. They weren't very protective over it.
Well,
that's a different story for argument for a different day. Movie overall, I loved it. I've seen it twice so far. Well, once on a bootleg, twice in theaters, so three. But I loved it. It's by far my favorite movie of the year, and can't wait for a sequel.
I hope. Yeah, I like you said, I'd be lying through my teeth if I didn't see it. But I really think I'd like to see a sequel, but they might kill it with a sequel. But I don't think he'd do a sequel if it'd kill it. I trust Neil Blomkamp.
I just love how he did what he did with what he had. Mm-hmm. He had $30 million, and you know, because the whole reason that movie happened was because his Halo movie fell through. And Peter Jackson was attached to direct that, and he's like, "Well, shit, here's $30 million. Have fun."
And I guess that happened the same day the Halo movie collapsed.
And like a week after, just like a couple days later, Peter Jackson called him up. It's like, "Yo, dog."
That's like
probably not in those exact words.
You know what, Peter Jackson, there's a guy. He's really good, and I'm glad I could have my. I didn't just say anything, did I?
What the fuck?
What did I just say?
There's a guy. Something has to happen on every podcast where I start laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, it's true. And that's it. But we're going to keep this in here, I hope. Because there's a guy. And he's just fantastic. And Chris Collinsworth. But no.
Anyways.
Yeah, so, District 9, I think we all agree, is... a great film, and it will be for a while. Now, the one thing I have to ask is the term cult film, is that only reserved for films that do bad?
Yes
and no. Films sometimes do good,
mm-hmm.
suck, right. i.e. Transformers 2. Transformers isn't a cult movie.
Yeah,
Transformers 2 isn't a cult movie. Movies, generally, yes, they do bad and then become cult classics. For example, Caddyshack, The Big Lebowski, both of those made squat in the theaters, and now look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, movies just take time to get really popular.
I think
District 9 has gotten to the point where it's not considered cult right now. It might be a few years down the line, but I don't think it's going to be mainstream, and I don't think it's going to be cult. It's going to be somewhere in the middle.
I guess a better term would be fanboy.
I think it's just going to have a fandom,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I don't think it is going to be cult. I think people are going to look at it afterwards. There are going to see the arguments that you're talking about earlier, the similarities between borders, etc. Maybe some people are even going to see a little bit of a flea in it if you've ever seen a horror movie, fleas. But yeah, I can't think of a single film that was, you know, ever raved about at the cinema. No, look at Blade Runner. Blade Runner done very, very badly. And then afterwards, yeah, word of mouth turned into a cult classic. Same with Shawshank Redemption as well. And another shining example of what it means to come out of a cinema doing very badly. And then 10 years later, we're all talking about it as if it's the best film ever. And to be fair, it's in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I don't. I've always thought the cult that kind of term. Like I understand that for most, actually probably all examples, it was a film that did bad, like you just said in theaters, like Blade Runner. But later on, gets a hype. But I think the term should really be, because the word cult to me means has a following of a lot of fans, and I guess that's not what it is. I guess that cult film means something else, and.
It's kind of just like it never really hit mainstream, and it's got a core following of devoted fans.
Right, and well, so I think District 9 will have, but it won't be called a cult, probably cult classic or whatever.
It might become one of the rare films that did amazing in theaters and got amazing responses and all that, and then it kind of became cult. Mm-hmm. But there's really no telling what's going to happen with this movie 5, 10, 20 years down the road.
Well, like that Vicus website, vicus.co.za, I think.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know if that's it, but
that just shows
NZ or something like that. That whole website's hilarious. But I don't know. I guess I really don't understand that term enough to kind of describe. And obviously, it's not going to be a month after it comes out declared a cult classic. That would be way overstepping.
And pretty much in a couple days.
Right. Yeah. So. What else was this summer? What else do you guys want to talk about?
There's a guy.
There's a guy.
And he's pretty good. And
no, what other movies? Afraid of anything. And, what other movies are there?
Terminator Up.
Up. There's a good film.
Up was amazing. That was probably my second or third favorite movie this summer.
I'd compare Up and District 9 together, and I don't know how I can do that, but I can.
Mr. Fredrickson.
I guess it would be because Up obviously takes you on an emotional roller coaster of funny, sad, and happy, and District 9 did the same thing. So that's where I guess maybe that the emotional roller coaster. But Up was really good. I don't know, Ian Wilford. Did you see that?
It still hasn't been released here, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, that comes out in, like, next month for you guys, doesn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that
sucks.
Yeah. Go America. Score one for America.
Yeah, dude. Did you like any other Pixar movies, like WALL-E or obviously Toy Story or something like that?
Yeah, totally. I'm actually really looking forward to Toy Story 1 and 2 coming back out in the cinema. Not too sure about the 3D part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Pixar films are just fantastic, especially WALL-E. It was the first half of it was amazing for that amount of, I don't know, storytelling without a script was fantastic. I think not a single spoken word in the first half of the film, and yet you felt, I don't know, you just wanted to pick up WALL-E and hug them.
Yeah, that was, WALL-E was good, but Up.
WALL-E holds a special place in my heart.
WALL-E is, I don't know, I think I liked Up more than WALL-E.
As much as I loved Up, I think WALL-E takes the cake on this one for me.
They're both pretty good. I'm not trying to, like,
put down WALL-E. They're both amazing. It's just WALL-E.
You know, actually, now that I think about it, I think WALL-E's better. I disagree with myself. Agree to disagree. What else was there? Was there Up and what else did you see? Terminator. I didn't see Terminator. I guess that was a good choice.
I've
heard bad things.
Did you see it, Ian?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't too bad. And if you have seen it, you would never know what I'm talking about. It's almost like a great touch of Terminator. There were so many set pieces stolen from, especially Terminator 2. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't isn't too bad, but I can't believe how badly Christian Bale wasn't used in it. I don't even know why he was in that film.
Yeah.
But Sam Worthington, he definitely seems like someone to watch now as well.
Yeah, I think didn't the producers lose a lot of money on it?
I don't know. I just know they recently filed for bankruptcy. Within the movie, they pretty much just tried to turn it into like an all-out action special effects fest.
Mm-hmm.
And John Connor, Christian Bale totally overacted his role as John Connor, like he always does. Sam Worthington was by far the best performance in the movie.
Right.
And there were some really cool scenes, and there was a lot of cool stuff. It's just, it was disappointing in the sense that what we all expected from another Terminator movie. But as a standalone film, if you can even call it that, it was decent. Yeah, I want to see it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I probably won't see it. I've never gotten into the Terminator series, which is probably something bad. But what was I going to see? Let's shift here to more of the viral stuff that's happened in the past week. I think we covered the summer movies pretty good. Oh, actually, let's run through here the summer movies. Let's rate them. Let's go G.I. Joe. What do you guys rate them out of? Let's do out of 5. Ian?
2.
2? Okay.
2.
How about Ian DeVere?
G.I. Joe?
Oh, you didn't see it, did you? 0 for you. Undefined. I give it... I liked it a little bit. I would give it a 3.5. So, yeah. That's about it. How about...
Yeah, that one somewhere.
Yeah, that about this is bad. No, District 9. Let's give that out of 5. I give it a 4.8.
4.9.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. One up your shit.
I'm gonna give it a 4 because hopefully that means the next one will be a 5.
Oh, that I hope too. I hope so too. Harry give Potter.
3.
3. Yeah.
Just for having the balls to be dark.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably agree with 3. I didn't really get into it too much, and I've seen all the other Harry Potter. I've never read the books either. How about The Hangover? I give that a 4. Solid 4.
Yeah, solid 4 here, too.
And, oh, you still haven't seen it? Ian!
I'm dying to see it.
You need to see all these films.
I've seen it.
You need.
I'm a shitty
Should we just eject you right now? Let's get you off this podcast. You're done.
Shit, fire.
Let's do Transformers 2. I give that a 2.
I'm gonna give it a 3.
I'm gonna give it a 1.
The
first film I ever went to see. Yeah, definitely. First film I ever went to see at IMAX, and I was so disappointed.
I didn't really like it. Yeah.
Such a waste of a film.
It was a waste of money. Yeah, I agree with that. What other film? Star Trek. I give Star Trek a 3.5.
I'm going to give Star Trek a 4.5.
Yeah, I'm just going to give it a 4. A 4 again.
Solid 4. Okay. What other films are we missing here? I should probably have a list. What other films?
What would you give Terminator, Ian?
Terminator, there you go.
I'll give it a 3 because it was enjoyable watching it. It just wasn't great. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna see that. That's kind of just a strange film. Ian DeVere, what did you give Up?
I'm gonna give that a 4.75.
I'll give it a 4. How about Bruno? Did you see Bruno?
I did see Bruno.
I give Bruno, personally, I think this movie was unfairly attacked. I give Bruno a 3.5.
It was a good movie. It was funnier than shit. I'm gonna agree with that, 3.5, yeah.
Okay, how about Funny People? You see that?
Another one I wanted to see but never got to.
Ian Welford, did you see Funny People?
Yeah, did you? I'm going to give it a 2. I really liked it at the start, and then it dragged out in the third act.
I completely agreed with that. It started out pretty good, and then it just kind of slowed down. So I'll give it a 3. I'll give it a 2.5, going down.
I didn't see keeping it with the movie.
Exactly. Ian Welford, or have you, Ian, both Ians, have you seen Inglourious Basterds?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it either, but Ian Welford, what do you give Inglourious Basterds?
I'm going to give it a 4.5. It's been my favourite film so far this year. I think Tarantino's pulled off a foreign movie. It's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely... from what I've heard, I didn't see it, but from what I've heard, it was a really good film, and I've actually heard people... it's kind of strange. Scott, from the editor, the contributing editor, Scott, said that he liked it more than District 9, and he's a big Quentin Tarantino fan, and Christian, who's a bigger Quentin Tarantino fan, actually said District 9 was a little bit more or better than Inglourious Basterds. So they're both kind of... I guess up there, they're definitely, of the summer 2009 films, I would say those are the best two. And let me speak for Dan when I say, he would say Star Trek.
Yeah.
And let's say Angels and Demons, what do you give that out of five? I know Ian DeVere, so Ian Welford, do you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Wait, okay. What movie are we talking about?
Angels and Demons.
Oh.
What do you give it, Ian DeVere?
2.75.
I give it a... I'll give it a I think we set this 5 thing up weird. I'll give it a 3.5. I liked it.
Did you like the Da Vinci Code?
Not the movie.
Yeah, I never saw it. So whatevs.
I think that we got a lot of films in, didn't we? We're probably missing some big ones. Maybe not. This is a great podcast. Oh god, yeah, this is going downhill. Okay, well let's we're done with movies.
I'm going to ask everyone listening right now, leave us a comment with how bored you were.
Don't do that. We're gonna move on to viral campaigns of the last week, and obviously there were a lot of things. Well, actually, the last 2 weeks, because our last week one was
before we start this. Nick, sorry. Mm-hmm. I was the only one who saw 9, but I'm gonna give that a 3 out of 5, or 3.5.
That's good. Very good. Okay, well, let's move on. Last 2 weeks, because last week we didn't do a podcast, a lot of things fell through. I'm going to run through here and see what we got. The 2012 viral had a phone number added that you can call, and then you enter the Solon Urfer, his phone number, and you can actually hear his messages. And I checked it out. It was pretty cool, and you can... read more about that on Movie Riot. It's on the second page right now. But did you guys look at that at all?
Nope.
Sorry.
That's fine. I'm not trying to like get you like, ha, I gotcha. No, it's... I was just wondering, because I know a lot of people aren't following 2012, which is fine. But no, I thought that was really cool. You should probably check it out. Another thing was the whole Google... This actually crashed our website for a while. They had that unexplained phenomenon thing. Well, this isn't really for a movie, but when you clicked their logo, which had a spaceship, it searched something for you, and it was unexplained phenomenon. I haven't looked really into this since then, but they basically had a doodle that had an alien spaceship like beaming up the O, and then on Twitter they tweeted, all your O's are belong to us, which is obviously all your base are to belong to us, that whole thing. So, I mean, that was pretty interesting. I don't really know where that led to, if it was anything. I should probably look into it, but I know that created a big kind of stir on a lot of things, because it's Google, and a lot of people thought they might have been manipulating the news. So that's pretty... That would have been bad. And then, let's see here. Hold on a second. There were a few other things that happened. I know Ian Welford, you did the We Are ODST, the Halo game viral, which is at 42 yeah. Entertainment. Do you want to talk about that for a little bit? Because I haven't looked too much into it, but I've heard it's pretty good.
Sure, well, yeah, I mean, for Halo 3, 42 Entertainment, but this big sort of multiple website viral for it. ODST, not really done so much. In fact, to be honest, I'm not even too sure this 4th Entertainment that's actually advertising or taking that campaign. But yeah, they've not done too much. But if you watch the videos are fantastic. We Are ODST video is really, really good. And yeah, like I said, Michael, you've seen what the Halo videos did for Neil Blomkamp. So, so yeah, anything that supported him, I'm just going to support myself. So yeah, no, the game will probably be pretty good. Vital could be better.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the last Halo one, the We Are Bees, or the We Are, or do you love, I forgot what the Bees one, I didn't follow, I don't know if you looked into it at all, but that was a really big one for 42 Entertainment too, when they did that, and I heard that's gotten really good reviews, so I mean, this is probably going to be pretty good, so yeah, definitely check out that article on the website, the We Are ODST by Ian, and see what else. Oh, well, let's talk about this for a second. Warner Bros. Creating DC Entertainment. What do you guys think about that? I guess it's kind of to compete with Disney buying Marvel. Do you think that's a good thing? The Warner Bros. Creating DC Entertainment.
I don't really understand what's going to be different. Warner Bros. Have always had a big part of DC, obviously owning them, and the, you know, bringing out things like Smallville on, is it the CW over there in America? Yeah, so like Smallville, and then they've had other things like The Flash, which has done particularly bad.
Right.
And yeah, like they've not done too much with the movies. They must feel quite left behind. Like looking over at Marvel and the movies, but the films that they've brought out have been really good quality films, like Batman, obviously. But right. I just don't know. It's going to change.
Right, I guess the kind of thing is that now they'll give more time to their films, because obviously all the DC kind of movies have flopped recently. So maybe, I guess maybe the whole thing about this is they're trying to get their own thing so they can work more on it separately from Warner Bros. I don't really see the big deal about it, but I think Dan talks about it a little in his article, so check that out. I think that's really the big stuff that happened this. Other than 2012 got a new website, which was the newsdoneright.com, and he thinks it's going to talk a little bit more about how the codex on the that he found after you complete all the challenges on the 2012 election website. So definitely check that out, thenewsdoneright.com. But that was basically it for this last 2 weeks in viral marketing. And it was definitely a big 2 weeks, I guess, with the ODST, which is a really big one, and 2012 and a few updates, and they're really trying to, you can tell Sony's trying to expand their viral marketing area, which I guess is good.
Viral prowess.
Yeah, they're trying. They are trying. But that's really it. I mean, do you guys have anything else you want to say? No?
No.
No? I guess that's a no. So that's really it for this viral cast. Make sure you follow Movie Viral on Twitter, twitter.com/MovieViral, and also on YouTube and Facebook. You can get the links on the website, on the sidebar. But thanks for listening. I'm sorry if you were bored. It was a hectic night. We had some technical drinking problems, and we worked on it. But thanks for listening, and that's it for this week.